Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. I'm in the car again, so forgive the audio. Actually, it seems that these ones are going down better than the more professional produced ones that I do. Who figured? But I'm on the way to the gym again, and I want to just talk to you about a quick subject, actually. Something which has been fundamental and been a big switch in what we've been doing within our company recently. And it's the term personal branding again. It's a term that you see so often on the internet, but I want to give you some context as to why I believe it's so important and why we focus on it so much. Now, we're in a world, right, where there seems to be more content than ever. There seems to be more marketing strategies than ever. And I tell you, over the last 18 months, I've been trying every single different marketing strategy going. From Facebook advertising, to Google advertising, to SEO, to blog writing, to paying for ads in magazines, to PR. I've been looking at all of them, right? I've been looking at trying to get the business brand out there as much as possible, as well as my personal brand. I've been out public speaking again. I've been networking again. I've been trying everything. And I've been looking at where the different elements, or when I say elements, I mean where the biggest amount of business comes from. Versus the cost that's involved to be able to generate it. And don't get me wrong, I don't think there is like one thing that beats everything else, but you have to have the combination of multiple as you start to grow. But back when I first started doing all of this stuff, when I first started in property, when I first started in the Instagram agency, and now as I'm working in Gravocation and growing the personal brand and social selling side of things through content, it all comes back down to the personal brand that you're trying to build. And the most amazing thing about this is the fact that you don't have to spend a penny to do it. You can do it all for free. And we've been working with so many different leaders, salespeople, marketing people, CEOs of companies on this specific topic. And yes, there's a number of different factors that help elevate your personal brand. But whether you're using LinkedIn, whether you're using any of the other social platforms, it's so accessible for people. You just need to understand what it is that you're trying to say and how you're trying to get yourself out there. And again, if I think back to like my first ever big realization of this, it was back when I first started speaking on stages. Something that completely changed my life in reality, because it enabled me to, I talk a lot about authority building, right? But it allowed me to automatically become an authority, even though I probably didn't deserve it at the time. It was a positioning tool. But I remember speaking on a stage in front of 200, 300 people. Might have been slightly more than that. And I remember coming off of it, and I was speaking about Instagram at the time and the powers of it and how everybody should be using it. But after that talk, I remember being bombarded with people coming up to me and saying, oh, how can we work with you? How can we work with you? How can we work with you? And then what I then did was I took then like the content from that talk, and then I repurposed it online onto my social media. And don't get me wrong, it didn't get thousands and thousands and thousands of views. However, well, because my brand wasn't huge back then, what it got was a lot of people going, wow, this person really speaks well, he clearly communicates it, and he makes sense. You know what? Let's reach out and have a conversation with him. And then that generated a lot of inbound inquiries. And this is why, this is going to sound, I don't want it to sound too like arrogant at all, but this is why I found business relatively simple. We've had challenging times, no doubt, but I've never really had to proactively go out there and get business, because I've focused in on my personal brand and I've got my messaging so right. And it's changed over time and it's had to be adapted. But I see people struggling out there right now, and I have conversations daily with people, and I love to help, right? I love to define strategy and I love to help people get really, really clear on this stuff. But I see people struggling, and then I ask them, I'm like, well, what are you actually doing as a marketing strategy? And a lot of it defaults to, well, I'm spending a load of money on Facebook ads, or I'm spending a load of money on this and a load of money on that. Or if it's more of a corporate company, it's like I'm spending more time focusing in on blog writing and getting Google right and all this sort of stuff. It's just a load of nonsense. And I'm like, well, have you ever tried just getting yourself out there a bit? And they're like, what? Get myself out there? What do you mean? And I'm like, well, we've got all of these social media channels out here now where there's organic traffic out there. And yes, some platforms are better than others. But have you ever tried just getting yourself out there? I mean, there's so many people that do this, right? You've got Stephen Bartlett from Social Chain. You've got Gary Vaynerchuk from VaynerMedia. You've got business. You've got Richard Branson. You've got Elon Musk. Like, these iconic people that have built businesses off the back of personal brands. Yes, they then had business marketing strategies in the background, but as a startup, as a business that's looking to just gain initial traction or a little bit of market share, you can do it from just getting your own voice out there. And this is the stuff which I'm just like, why don't people get this? Like, you have the ability, even with 1,000 followers on LinkedIn right now, even if you have 500 followers, we have had people, Joe, I'm sure you're listening to this, you're one of them, right? 2,000 followers on LinkedIn. And you put a video out and boom, 30,000 views on a video. She doesn't have a huge following, right? She doesn't. I've only got 7,500 followers on LinkedIn, right? But like, again, videos that have gone mental, generated business that I never thought was possible because they see the content, because they then see who we are. They relate to the person. Yes, you need to get your messaging right. Yes, you need to make sure that you've got everything in line so it actually turns and generates you the results that you're looking for. Yes, you need all of that. Well, that's kind of why we're here, like, to help you do it. But the overall concept of this is really, really simple. Work out what your message is and what you want to say. You need to then be able to unlock the most confident and the most energetic and the most passionate version of yourself. You then need to talk about the most passionate topics that you possibly can. You need somebody to drive you forward in that, to unlock that best version of you. And then you need somebody to be able to capture the content, create the content, and distribute the content out. That's the process that you need to go through. And it doesn't need to cost you an actual penny in the grand scheme of things. Yes, people pay us to be able to help them do it, but you don't need to. I've always said this to everybody that we've worked with. So if you're struggling to generate business right now, if you're struggling to generate leads, look at the content that you're putting out and ask yourself, is it actually showcasing the best version of you? And if it isn't, how can you then change it to do that? Because the moment you start getting yourself out there a bit more, taking more photos, doing a few videos, even if you're launching a podcast like this and driving people to the podcast like I do a lot of the time. This podcast is my baby. It's where all of my information goes. No matter what it is, it's how are you getting visible? How are you getting known? Because if you don't do this, you'll be losing out to every other competitor who you know you're better than. And that's my message. It's quite a jumbled up one in reality. But to wrap it all up, it is, are you showing up as your best self online? Or do you need to do some work? Because I really do believe that every single person that's listening to this podcast right now, and please share this with other people if you can, because I think so many other people need to hear this bloody message, have the ability to be doing so much more with actually not as much additional effort. It's not that complicated. Just takes commitment. I'll record a podcast on the way to the gym now. And this, it's not a video, it's just an audio. We'll go live on the podcast and I'll share it everywhere on social, letting people know that it's there and what I'm talking about. You know what? It may only get 300, 400 listens. And I've been doing this podcast for nearly a year now. It's not huge. But it doesn't need to be, because this isn't a viral piece of content. This is a connection piece of content. This is about building more intimate relationships and showcasing how much I know about this subject and how much I can help people about this subject. My question to you is, how can you do something similar? This podcast has been 9.5 minutes long. It's 10 minutes. Everybody can find 10 minutes, right? Everyone. If you've got any questions, as always, please reach out. Instagram, YouTube, wherever is easiest. LinkedIn. Spending a lot of time on LinkedIn at the moment. If you're not, you should be. I'll see you all in the next episode. Have a good day. See you later. Peace.